Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
But man, we could run on and on about PC things.
I know, right? We need a food podcast, a PC podcast.
We just need everybody to love listening to us and just create a website in which we make our regular podcasts like this that we put out on services, but on the website it's just us bullshitting for
like 24/7.
Pretty much, like every time we come out, you just turn on the mics immediately. We just parcel it all out, so it's like 10 minutes of us on food. That's all it is, and then just move on.
What if instead of like you know how like Twitch game streaming is a thing? What if instead of streaming games, we just literally all day just sat here and like just fucking talked?
Like we could do it.
We could probably do it, but I can't imagine like. It's just the idea.
There's no way it's lucrative, and it's but it's awesome to me. And we'd have to change that poster out for a giant TV that just kept updating news.
Yeah,
so that we could just look at it and be like,
"I feel like we'd end up
this anymore." We'd pretty much become a news station.
Yeah, I feel like we'd end up like the two old men in the Muppets.
Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah,
yeah. We're just in the bleachers, or in the not the bleachers the.
Yeah, the balcony
seats. Yeah, God, I could go for being Statler and Waldorf. That'd be a ton of fun.
Yeah, that's good. Good shit.
So what are we doing?
Well, we got this here podcast about games.
That's what we're trying to do.
about them dare games, gamers two.
Word. Thanks, Matt. I appreciate the intro.
Two as in T-O-O.
O-O.
Yeah. So what are you doing?
So I'm going to derail this immediately.
All right.
I want to talk about food for a second. I used the Subway app for the first time the other day.
I didn't realize they had an app.
Right? I knew they had because I saw somebody when I was ordering a sub one day, like a few months ago, walk in. She seemed frazzled, which I was already annoyed by.
Yeah.
Lady, you're getting a sub. Just hold your horses and relax. But she was picking up a sub that she had ordered online or on her phone or whatever. And I was like, interesting
concept. Yeah.
And I'm not sure how I like it, but it so happens that there's a Subway about 15 minutes on the way home from work. And roughly you can kind of choose when you're going to pick it up.
Okay.
They allow you, there's a soonest time they'll have it done. And then you can set that further back and further back if you know you're going to not make it there in a certain amount of time.
Oh, so it's like a window kind of.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I have a gift card, a Subway gift card. Let's see how it goes. Install, choose that Subway, whatever bullshit account you had to set up. I don't remember if I just used my Google one or whatever. All menu options, chose a BLT, customize, added all the stuff in that I would normally add in there. Get all the way down to the checkout option. It's like, what payment do you want to use? I was like, I'll use my card, entered the card, perfect. Showed up. She was the person behind the counter was currently helping somebody else, but she looked over at me and she's like, "Or which one are you?" Because there were two back there. I was like, "I'm the BLT." She's like, "All right, cool. Here you go. Later." And I just left.
So it was amazing.
Yeah, it became the greatest thing ever.
Let me tell you. So that's the thing.
I walked out to the car, ordered it on the phone, drove there, walked in, grabbed it, left, and just kept going.
That's like a thing. Like Taco Bell has an app that you can pick up and order.
Ooh, that's scary.
McDonald's has one too, I believe. They do bison burgers right now, by the way. They're very interesting.
It sounds scary because I like me a good bison burger, but a good one.
the past couple weeks, we've been doing Walmart's pickup. I don't know if you've experienced that.
Like their ship to store version?
You order.
Pick up in store.
Yep. It's better than that, though.
Oh.
You order all your. It's groceries.
You order all your groceries. Oh.
You set a pickup time that you want to pick up. Like the other day, we ordered them like on a. Like the day before, and we set the pickup time for the next day after we got out of work.
Okay. All right.
You just open the app, tell it you're on the way, and it has access. You have to give it access to your location. Well, you can if you want.
Yeah.
So as soon as it detects you in the vicinity of Walmart, it sends them a message. There's specific parking places that are near the building. You park there. They bring all your groceries out to you, and they put them in your car, and then you leave.
And, I am intrigued.
And if they have to substitute something, say you pick like olive oil and you pick like one that's $3. If they substitute something and they have to substitute something that's like $5, they'll only charge you the cheaper price.
Oh, interesting. So if they're sold out of the one, but they okay.
Yep.
All right.
We've used it probably three.
Now, are there limits to what you can buy? I feel like you can't minimum. Buy like fresh. Well, I expect the minimum, but I feel like you can't buy fresh things, right?
Nope.
Can you buy meat?
Yep. You can all groceries, meat, eggs. We did salads. All that stuff.
Shit.
Yeah, dude, it's the shit. And like, we've done it probably 4 weeks now. And the first time we did it, like we were like. I think you have to give them a minimum of like an hour or two.
That's fine. You kidding me? I'm 30 minutes to a Walmart, so
it's so fucking bizarre though, because like the people are kind of nice. Like they're like nice, and that's like a weird thing for a Walmart employee.
Well, it's just a weird thing for us in hating retail anyway.
Yeah, but it's like
nice people aren't our forte.
The first time we did it, I work in retail. I was curious, so I asked the guy, I'm like, you know, have you had a lot of people doing this? And he's like, oh yeah, and he gave me the rundown. He's like, so you want me to tell you how this works? I'm like, hell yeah. And he's like, he was super nice, and it was really bizarre, but it's a
coolest
fucking
thing.
At the same
time, I can completely see if we were in that situation where it became a thing for us. That we would want to do it because, like, it keeps you out of the store. I'll go do all your shopping and you won't have to ask me all these 9,000 questions.
Yep.
And just leave. Like, get out of my way. I don't need you here.
Yep. You literally.
But this is all going. I've talked about this with you before.
Yeah.
Because I've ranted about it while we were still working together during my time of anger and hatred. There is a cycle happening where we're going back to the 40s and earlier. Where now everything is going to be behind the counter, and you are going to walk in with your grocery list and hand it to the person, and they go get everything for you.
It's great, though. I'd prefer that.
I love it. It just makes everybody warehouse workers.
Yeah,
which
is probably
fine.
It's a better thing.
It's a better thing. You're not dealing with people running around destroying your store, so you're not wasting awful time cleaning it. It's a great time.
Have you heard about Amazon Store?
Yeah. Oh, I've known about it for a while, yeah.
The one that they just opened to the public?
Amazon Go, yeah.
Yeah. That's bizarre.
That's intuitive.
It is, but it's I read into it and I was looking at the pictures of it and stuff like that. There's like hundreds of cameras, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's tons of them.
And it tracks you and all the shelves know the weight and stuff like that.
Tracks you, tracks that, tracks everything.
It's so
there's still people in the store, by the way. Like
yeah,
it's not
yeah.
It's not of autonomous.
Mm-hmm. But like it's kind of bizarre, like this dynamic that's starting to happen with like a Walmart where like, you know, they'll do your shopping for you and give it and drop it off to you, or like, you know, you just have to pick it up, and then like these like self-contained little convenience stores where you can just run in, grab one thing and run out without having to have to pay for it, like
right
on the spot. Like it's
which they only the Amazon Store awesome. I think the first immediate kind of drawbacks, it'll only work in super populated areas.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to try, I don't know if it is, but it should try to be like Starbucks where it's just on like on every corner.
Yeah.
It only sells certain things. There are things it does not do. Anything that requires weight, it doesn't do, like bananas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Don't do those.
It's like a gas station store almost. Like it's
pretty much, but certain things like that, like bananas, they don't do. Like
I was surprised they did alcohol. Like that, I was like, that's interesting.
It's because they have somebody in there. They have somebody in there checking IDs.
Yeah.
And stocking and stuff like that, too. But It was cool to see it, and I want to go to Seattle to mess with it.
Mm-hmm.
It also doesn't help that like we both have a former coworker that works with Amazon,
mm-hmm.
so I have vested interest in everything they do anyway.
Yeah,
but it's an interesting time we live in.
It is
where we are reverting. And not reverting.
Yeah, it's like the weird combination of where we're reverting in some aspects, but then, like, you know, if something doesn't ship to my house within 2 or 3 days, I'm fucking irritated about it. You know, yeah. it's this weird, then, like...
Which all depends on what I'm ordering, too.
Yeah.
Like, I just ordered a book from Amazon that I specifically ordered the hardcover version of.
What'd you get?
It won't be out till June, but it's the Warcraft book between... this expansion and the upcoming one. It's the one that's supposed to bridge the gap.
Is there a release date for the new expansion?
No, it hasn't come out yet. They're supposed to be doing a Q&A this coming week.
When,
so they might come out then.
What's the rumored? Yeah. What's the expected?
My expected is going to be summer. Summer into fall, somewhere in there.
So like September maybe?
At the latest, November. At the earliest, August.
Interesting. Interesting.
There's my insider scoop that I have no right to call insider.
Well, it's like you can almost...
My industry educated guess.
Yeah, it's educated guess. That's a good
one. I purposely gave myself a 4-month window.
Yeah.
To not be wrong.
So...
But you know what we don't revert in?
What's that?
Kind of? Video games.
Yeah.
We'll bring it all back around now because we've been going on about food for 10 minutes.
That's
like all right.
That's
do.
Why this is the two-part. We're gamers too.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about
we
other
love
shit.
Food. We love cars. Food. We love technology. We love movies.
Yep. I do like all those things.
I've been watching that anime. I'm like 8 episodes in.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think of it so far?
Awful start, I think.
It's slow.
Like the first 3 episodes are awful.
Yeah, it's
like
slow.
Not awful, but I mean it's a slow start, and when they start just like randomly introducing a bunch of people and everything, like, yeah. Nothing's coming yeah. together. I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be knowing, what I'm supposed to pay attention to.
Yeah.
And now we've reached the point where I'm like, oh, okay, all right, yeah. I see what we're doing, I see what's going on.
Yeah.
Grand Tour, we love cars. Did I say that? I mean, we love.
I'm trying. There is something car related the other day, but I can't remember. That's all right. Well, I'll remember it. Randomly.
We love people watching. We people. Hate people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of facets to this podcast that we can go into.
People.
I have LED lights. Some of them. I ordered that.
Yeah, that's exciting. So I'm kind of...
The kick of why I ordered that, I mean, whatever, who cares? This is our life podcast now. The whole reason I ordered that LED nightlight
mm-hmm.
was because the one that I have in the bathroom has blown 3 bulbs in like 2 months. And I don't know why.
It's kind of weird.
Like, I will go to flick it on one night, and I'll see it flash, and then it's done. And I'm like, well, I'm done with this. I'm not going to keep buying bulbs. So I got those, and we'll see how they go.
So do they detect light level, and then...
Yeah, it's on a light level detect. Like, if we turn everything off in here, it should flick on.
I'd like some motion-sensored ones.
I debated getting smart ones, and I was just... I can't wait for all the home automation stuff to be done and secure and
yeah.
readily available, because I'll be all in, but... There's so many problems with it until then. Anyway.
To swing it one more time, have you thought about putting LEDs in this desk that you want to build?
Not in the desk. I've thought about...
like backlighting it, I'm thinking.
I've debated backlighting my monitor, but probably not with the way that I have the color in the room and stuff like that.
Because mm-hmm.
I would have to backlight it blue. It's the only way it would make sense. Backlighting that white doesn't work.
Yeah.
The only
purple,
thing...
Right? You think?
No, not against this blue. It has to be a blue. The only way I think it would look good. If it was a white, I could do whatever color I wanted.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there, and also our complete design style.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I debated doing is swapping a couple of the fans in the back. You see all these white ones in front?
Yep.
The back ones don't have any color in them, and I was just going to grab Corsair white ones and just put them in, so it's actually... Or taking an LED strip in the case, but I don't know how that goes with power, and I didn't want to mess with that.
Yeah. I think they make them so you can just pop it into like a...
Yeah.
What are they called? The 4-pin there.
Yeah. But I was like, if I could just, the fan works fine, but mm-hmm. I could just swap it out with a color one, and then I can actually see more in the case, but that's neither here nor there.
So well, I'm sure we'll go over it in an episode a couple months down the road.
In a couple months when one of us spends way too much money and never should have.
Yeah.
Which is basically our life.
It's PCs, man.
PCs and everything else we enjoy cost money. So what have you been playing, Matthew?
The only thing I've played the previous week has been Assassin's Creed, and I'm roughly 20 hours into it.
But you're enjoying it.
I am genuinely enjoying it, and I like...
Which for you is a big thing for Assassin's Creed.
The free running system / parkour system is still a little irritating at times. I just try not to rely on it as much.
Right. There's also, I mean, unless you're in one of the cities, there's not that much to run on.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a desert.
Yeah. combat system's a little, the combat system, it like the actual, like the part that's irritating about the combat system is definitely the camera.
Yeah, I can attempt, yep.
It's almost, it's weird. Like, I'm fairly certain they didn't want you fighting a lot of people at once, but that's cool.
That's what I've run into in my experience.
The story is interesting. I like the setting a lot. I like the Egyptian setting. And they haven't gone, I'm like 25% in according to the game, and I'm assuming that includes...
That probably includes collectibles.
Yeah, everything. That and I've been... falling into my typical completionist trap where I'm not leaving an area until that area is completely buttoned up. So that's been slowing me down a ton.
Oh, yeah. This is a 100-hour game for you.
Yep. That's what I'm thinking. Is probably, I'm like, oh, okay, so this is like an 80-hour game for me. All right. Mm-hmm. And that's been making me reevaluate my plan for games because, like, I've just been... getting home, firing up Assassin's Creed, and then going until I go to bed, or you know, basically right, that's yeah, all yeah. I've been playing. Yeah. And I don't think that's sustainable going forward because I want to play other things, and I don't want to have to wait. And that being said, someone for my birthday bought me Battlefront 2 for PlayStation 4. So
who's that stupid?
No, Jason got it for me. So,
oh yeah, he is an idiot.
So I will have to play that at some point. So that'll be interesting.
You can play the campaign about the same amount I did. When we hit mission 3 or 4, and you just want to kill yourself.
Yeah, I'll probably burn through the campaign real quick, and then just
it's like 6 hours at most.
Yeah, and then just play multiplayer for. I already played the multiplayer actually for like a half hour or so at Jason's house, and it's not. Terrible. It's just like a battlefield or whatever.
It's just at the moment you try to do any progression.
Yeah.
You got to give them the money.
Yeah, that's been my life.
I'm happy we have you on a plan and that your new year, new Matt.
It's going somewhere.
It's the same Matt, just more games.
Yeah. So let me tell you, it's a fight.
I know. Trust me. I know it's a fight. I get blamed constantly for what I've done to you. But that being said, I can give you... tips off the air of keeping things fresh and not wanting to burn yourself out on Assassin's Creed.
Well, because, one of those things,
it will happen, and probably in about 10 hours.
It would be nice, you know, if someone would play Sniper Elite with me.
If somebody would just text me, I would get on immediately.
Okay. So how's that fucking Football Manager addiction going? All
right, so we'll get there.
What, do you want to end with that, or you want to start
with that? Yeah, I'm going to end with that. I launched Super Hot for the first time.
Yeah.
I've seen it played... I've enjoyed what I've seen, and I wanted to actually play it.
So, I've seen one GIF recently that was on Reddit.
Okay.
You might have seen it. And it was someone who said, basically along the lines of, like, I can't remember the exact wording, but playing Super Hot as a pacifist is really difficult.
I saw the headline, yeah.
In the motion that happened in that GIF was like, I'm like, I don't think I could fucking do that. Like,
yeah. So it's super interesting. And I kind of want to, this goes back to our whole, like wanting to record a bunch of things. Mm-hmm. I have a bunch of games that I want to sit down and play with people that are just like stupid indie games, getting over it with Bennett Foddy, Super Hot, Polybridge, all these other random ones where it's like, okay, I get the concept. It'll be interesting for myself, but I think having all of us reacting and trying to do these things would be more entertaining. I say all of us being mostly you and I would be super entertaining, but Super Hot, I want to see how it plays in VR.
Okay.
I really like it. It's really interesting, but I feel that Because, like, if you punch somebody and the gun goes in the air, you can click to grab it. But I feel like actually having the controller and grabbing it and then shooting would be...
Yeah. It's only PC, right?
It's on PS4. I think it's on PS4's PS4 VR.
We could do it. We could do
that.
It's
like $20, I think. But yeah, we can look at that at some point. So that I booted that. I only played maybe 20 minutes.
Okay.
Mario, I'm working my way through the last level with Bowser before I reach the super end game. Like, of the campaign, I'm at the last world, but then there's a post-game that everybody talks about, of like going back and getting a bunch of moons and stuff like that. PUBG, still doing that.
Yeah. Any change at all? Just
no, and still hating on certain gun situations and everything like that. Like, I get in a firefight with somebody. And
we haven't really talked about it at all.
It's not worth talking about.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen PUBG? Have you seen somebody play it? All right, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, there's definite moments and stuff that are hysterical, and Kenny and I will die laughing. There's other ones where I get so frustrated. He gets more frustrated than I do, and then I just get frustrated.
Do you think it's the game or the game that or the game style?
Game.
It's PUBG.
It might be the same with Fortnite or whatever too, but the style we're fine with. It's when I'm running into a situation of I'm in a firefight with somebody, and I see blood coming off, but they're like, cause if you hit somebody, there's a splatter to indicate you've hit them.
Yeah.
Because there's no hit markers. That's just how you would know. And I see it coming off, and then he just like one shots me. But I had the like level 2 vest and helmet and stuff on where he had nothing. I'm like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
How you calculated this damage, what latency just got into effect, and all this other. Oh, we were killed by hackers one night. That was awful because they added this part where you can see death cams now after so many seconds. Like, you can watch how you died.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not figure out where we were getting shot from. Like, he got dropped, and then I heard one shot go by me, and the next one dropped me. And I'm like, I have no idea where this guy is. So I waited, hit death cam. This guy scopes in on a hillside, pulls the trigger, just keeps running, scopes back in randomly again somewhere and pulls the trigger and just keeps going. I'm like, you're not even aiming at anything. You aimed at the side of a house at one point and pulled the trigger, and neither of us are even near that house. So I was like, yeah, that's solid fun. So dumb. But the other problem is their loot boxes. They're not as bad as like everything, because you don't need them for progression. They're just cosmetic things.
Yeah.
But the in-game currency you buy a box with, so, like, you get more currency, obviously, the higher you finish.
Yeah.
You get an amount of currency. You buy the first box for an X amount of time period is 700 of that currency. The next one's 1,400, yada, yada. But you're buying a chance of one of 4 boxes currently.
Mm-hmm.
3 of the boxes you can open for free. The fourth one you have to pay to open. You have to actually buy a key.
So
you're spending in-game currency to get a chance to spend real money.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. So, like, if you get one of those, but you don't want to spend money, it just sits there.
Yep.
That's dumb. Stupid.
Dumb, but I'm sure people have spent money on it. Now we get to Football Manager. Football Manager, I am officially at 123 hours.
Jesus.
So we're plus 21?
I feel like that's not... It doesn't... It seems like you're on it more than that.
I mean, it might seem that way, but think about that. I mean, that's a day of time
sleep
and was on.
You generally, like, when I get home and I fire up, I'm getting ready to play something, I'll pull up my Steam thing and you're on Football Manager. And then, like, when I get off, if I get off before, like, 11 o'clock or whatever, usually you're still on Football Manager.
Only on certain nights.
Yeah, see, it seems like it's every night, so maybe that's, like, where...
Every night I try not to be on any later than like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
10:30 at the latest. And unless it's the weekend. Like, if it's the weekend, I'll stay up and jam.
So
we wanted to get to the mid-window session. That's what we said last time.
Yeah. You blew through that.
I feel like
you?
I should save it till the end. But no, we're only in February.
Okay.
So we made it, or we're in March now. I think we're at the beginning of March. February is a short month. I mean, I don't know what you want. So we got through January. January is the transfer window open again. And I got fucked. short term, hey, no other way to put it, I got screwed. My striker, you know, goal scoring threat, Romelu Lukaku, wanted out.
Why?
Mind you,
you had a successful season.
I lost to Kenny in December. Okay. He gave me my first loss on the season.
All right.
I followed that loss up with another loss to Chelsea, which wasn't good. But I'm still in first. I'm still clear by, I think, 4 or 5 points. And he's like, I want out. He had 26 goals, I think, this season so far for me. He was double what everybody else. Like, he's performing well. The team's performing well. We're doing well in all competitions. And he's like, I want to leave for a different club.
Fuck's his problem.
I'm like, what? So I try to talk him out of it.
Yeah.
The chat options in the game are awful because you don't know what they're actually going to react to.
Yeah.
And, like, there's, you know, 13 different options. And I'm like, that one sounds what I kind of want to say. And he's like, oh, well, that's not how I was thinking. And I'm like, oh, Christ. All right. Well,
what the fuck did I just say?
So long story short, finally, the club that he wants to go to offers me money. And I accept it because I haven't fought with players so hard. In this. Like, I want to do one window where somebody just gets so unhappy with me and that I refuse to sell them completely, like in a random save.
Yeah.
And I just refuse and just refuse.
Just to see how it plays
and
out.
And see if they will go to, like, the board around and try to go around me and be like, listen, he's not letting me leave, but I'm not going to play. So either you sell me or whatever. And I don't know if that'll happen. Could. I'm not sure. But he wanted out. They gave me an offer that I was all right with for the most part. I managed to sell him for like 100 mil.
It's a lot of money, sounds like.
Yeah. It was like 60 something immediately and then two payments of 20 later on.
So before you continue.
Yeah.
What did he go to a club that could be a problem for you?
Yes and no. He didn't go to anybody in the league.
Okay.
So I won't see him again. Mm-hmm. He went to Germany.
Okay.
He went to the number one club in Germany, in Bayern Munich.
Okay.
But he can be a problem next season. He can't be a problem this season. So Champions League, yada, yada, stuff, cups.
Yeah.
You can get cup tied,
mm-hmm.
which means if you played for X team and X cup, you can't play for another team in same cup.
Yeah.
So he's already played with the one cup I'm in with them. He's already played for me, so he can't
play with them
in the tournament. So if I do come across them, I won't have to play him, and he won't be able to play against anybody else either. So that happens, and then I had to go set out to find his replacement. The game does not want to sell people unless you transfer list them. Like, if you try to buy somebody that's not readily available for sale,
yeah,
stupid amounts of money start getting asked, and it's awful.
That's kind of bizarre because that's what happened to you, right?
Pretty much. But I mean, he wanted out. So I was like, I either can try to, like, somehow convince a player that he should want out and, like, cause all these problems. Eventually, I got the guy I wanted. But in the time of all of this happening, he wanted out. I had another one of my studs come to me and say he wanted to go to Barcelona. And I told him, I was like, can we just wait and see if an offer comes in first? And he's like, yeah, I can do that. And an offer never came. And then finally he removed the concern about wanting to go. And I was like, oh, thank God. If I lost him too, I don't know what I... Like, if I lost both of them, then I don't know what I would do. Because in January, it's so hard to try to buy some. Like, I could probably fix it over the summer. And I still have to try to fix some stuff over the summer. But band-aiding that in January... Like, this guy has more goals than anybody in the world right now. And he's been playing like a stud for me. I can't replace that. It's just impossible. So I got somebody to... that I feel will be all right to put in his role. I have other people to make things happen, but injuries have just been happening, and I'm still in first. I think Kenny's in third, but it's going to be a battle right until the end. Now.
I feel like Kenny is just, like, laughing the whole time all this is happening.
Oh, he's more frustrated than me.
Really?
Both our teams have been ransacked with injuries, which is just annoying because we don't know what to do. But his players do some of the dumbest shit I've seen. Like, my guys do some dumb shit. Whenever he gives up a goal, it seems that his players just were standing there with their dicks in their hands, and the guy's behind them wide open. And he's just like, "Yep, goal." And I'm like, "I don't know what your teams do. I don't know how to help him fix it."
Yeah,
because he knows more soccer than I ever will. But my defense doesn't have that necessarily happen to them
mm-hmm.
anywhere near the amount of times I watch it happen to him. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if it's our coaching styles are that different. If it comes down to the way that, because when you create your coach, you build like a profile, and you have a bunch of stats like how well are you with tactics or this. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it comes down to that. If it comes down to our assistant coaches, if it comes down to the players themselves and their mentalities and all that stuff. And I'm like,
there's a lot of fucking variables.
Oh yeah. So it's like, oh yeah. Oh, you have this problem. I don't have that problem. Here's the one of the 50 fucking things it could be that's different.
That's crazy. It's interesting. But,
now we're in the home stretch, and I'm just trying to fend off everybody below me. That's just all it is. Because I'm just trying to beat Chelsea back with a stick. No, you're not allowed to first place. Get away from me.
And like, get out of here.
Like, I told Kenny yesterday when we were talking about it, I was like, I wouldn't care if you were in second and you and I were battling. I don't want to lose to fucking Chelsea. Like, if I lose the lead to them and after this great season and I concede to not you, I'm going to be so frustrated.
Yeah, I feel like there's like, it's like the game spitting in your face almost. Be yeah. like, this CPU control team's going to win, and you two are going to be in second and third.
Yeah, like, it's like we finished first and second the first year, so
yeah,
I want to try to, you know, obviously retain my title, but it's
not
going to get easy.
Does the game make it harder progressively, or is it like it's just like an algorithm that's yep. running and
yeah,
shit which is, happens based on whatever
right, which is why certain things can look completely awful. As far as my understanding, I don't know how they programmed it, but you could have a guy that's like from me to you away from the goal, and he still puts it in 13 seats mm-hmm. or 13 rows up in the seats.
Yeah,
and you're like, what the hell? And I'm like, that could literally be the difference of a 20% chance on goal and a 40% chance on goal, where like the algorithm that just calculated at that time, it's a 10% chance. So the only way that the game can visualize it, because it's not a good graphics engine,
yeah,
is like, oh, okay, well, 10% chance means he misses by X degree, and X degree from there is to put it into the 13th row. And you're just like, oh, okay. But like when you're watching it, you're like, why am I even looking at this? Because you can set it to only see certain highlights.
Yeah.
And you're like, why is that a highlight? He's not just bombed it into the stands, but it's because he had certain chance, you know.
Yeah.
It's just the way the algorithm works, but
craziness.
It is indeed ridiculous. And he's playing D&D right now. Otherwise, I would try to get him on just to get like one game in and kind of show you what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's silly. Yeah, so that's hopefully
the update. This
hopefully
week's,
by
Football Manager update.
Ideally by next week we'll be in summer and either have started our new season or still going through the transfer window. Summer can be a little while to get through, but last season was a World Cup season.
Mm-hmm.
This season there's nothing, so it might go faster.
Interesting.
Fun time. But you want to know what you can play if you don't want to sink your life away into Football Manager?
Well, first one's an Assassin's Creed one, so I hope that's
right. Assassin's Creed, the Hidden Ones DLC. Batman, Episode 4. I forgot to say, just played that. Played it this morning.
Yeah? Yep. How's that going?
Yeah, I mean, you're not a Telltale person, and I don't want to spoil it for people if for some reason you plan on waiting until they're all out. It's good. It's going good.
Okay.
This episode was kind of the, if you know the universe and slightly more of the expanded universe of Batman, you kind of see what's coming. It's just an interesting way of how it plays out.
Oh.
Because you start, you know, like, you know, you don't meet anybody new, but you know all the characters, and their roles that have been told before slowly start coming around.
Alrighty.
The Overwatch Blizzard World map is out. I have not gone into game yet to look at it. Lost Sphere on PC, PS4, and Switch. The Inpatient, PSVR. That is the one that's supposed to be the prequel to Until Dawn.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. Yeah,
I knew you were going to ask about that. Sea of Thieves closed beta is running until the 29th. I believe it was actually just extended for a couple days, so probably the end of January. Wild Turkey Hunter for PS4.
Just think of whiskey when I see Wild Turkey.
Yep, and it looks about as good as Buck Hunt.
Are there any good hunting games, though?
Now? No. Were there before when you could get away with suboptimal resolutions and stuff like that? Yeah, like Cabela's Dangerous Hunts and all that dumb stuff. Yeah, that was pretty entertaining. But let's see here. Celeste has now made it for PS4, PC, Switch, and Xbox. Dragon Ball FighterZ, PS4, Xbox, and PC. Dragon Ball guy?
I am not a dragon. I do not like Dragon Ball.
I don't care about it. I don't have it. I don't feel either way on it. Game looks like it's a fun fighter game, though.
Haven't seen anything on it.
So I feel like if you like Dragon Ball, I would get it.
Yeah.
If not, I mean, whatever. If you like fighting games, probably get it. But I would say that more about Injustice 2 than anything, because their story is amazing. And Monster Hunter World for PS4 and Xbox is finally out.
That one snuck up on me.
There are people creating cats in that game, apparently.
I saw that. And that out of anything else I've seen for that game, that gave me the most interest.
I was watching a Lyric stream it a little bit earlier, and he was making his cat at home, and I was just like,
"That's
if this was on PC, I'm making Max. I'm putting him in a tuxedo, and we're moving on."
I don't know how to feel about that, like, about Monster Hunter. Like, in some degree, it looks kind of interesting, but at the same time, it's like, this looks kind of tedious. Like,
it looks super Japanese, and the problem is he was playing, like, super in the beginning, so he was doing the cat creation, and then he was on, like, this thing, but I'll check later after we get done with this. I want to see somebody actually fighting, because when I saw people fighting in the beta, it looked awful.
Yeah.
So I want to see somebody actually get into a fight that I don't immediately go, oh, this looks bad. So we'll see.
The general concept, though, of, like, you know, being able to take down large creatures with friends, you know, is kind of cool, but...
Yeah. All right, let's get right into the headlines.
right into the headlines 40 minutes later.
Yeah, 40 minutes later. Welcome to doing a podcast with Nate and Matt. We will talk forever about anything. God of War is now having an April 20th release date. We talked about this before.
We did.
I don't think it's happened. They didn't announce anything about being at shows or anything, but April 20th, so blaze it for Kratos.
That's a cool release date.
Or Kratos' kid. It's also the same release date as the Nintendo Labo, and so if you are an indie developer that was trying to make a weed game and release it on 420, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Roller Coaster Tycoon. Yeah, this is in here.
Is that.
Seeking crowdfunding for a Switch version.
I could get behind that.
I can get behind it too, because here's what the thing. It's not the people that made World.
Okay.
It's the people that made the app that I was playing.
Oh, interesting. Little twist there.
Yeah. And I'm a big fan of the app.
The app looked cool. You liked it. Looked good. So
don't port the app over, but make it that style. Like, you were doing it right. You just can't get away with a ton of customization on the phone.
Yeah.
You can on the Switch. So it'll be interesting. Beleaguered retailer. Toys R Us. That's not what I... can you just read that?
Yeah. So Toys R Us is planning to close approximately 180
stores. Did you
say
the same thing?
No, I said Toys R Us.
Okay.
I'm a little phlegmy. I'm drinking Gatorade. 180 stores across the U.S. as it navigates, almost fucked up navigates, bankruptcy proceedings. Did not check to see if ours was closing.
It's not. I looked at the list. It seems a bunch towards Albany.
Hmm.
Colony, Kingston, all those guys out there.
Yeah. Honestly, ours in our area seems to be doing pretty good.
Yeah. I think the weak thing in it is the electronics section, but that's, I mean, what do you want? But for a toy selection, there is not another store that can compete with it around here.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, Walmart, Target, yeah, whatever, but to actually have a dedicated toy store, I think they're still one of the only ones that draws, like, an actual line on Black Friday sales and stuff for holiday.
That kind of reminds me of something. Did you see that they're trying to bring Circuit City back to the U.S.?
Oh, God. Just don't. How about we don't, and you give me a Tiger Direct instead?
Ooh, or a
Micro Center.
Yes.
Yeah. Either one of those within driving distance, so that way when I see deals that they say are only available in store.
Or fries.
Or fries, yeah.
I get so frustrated.
Oh, in-store only? Kill me. I'm not driving down to New York City.
Yeah.
Or Philly, whatever it is. There's, I think, one in each. Overwatch skins. This batch is going straight into the enormous general loot table. So it's not specific timing or anything, but they announced a bunch of ones like Butcher Roadhog that are incorporating from their other games and giving people Overwatch skins. I'm like, cool. I'm all about that. And you mean I don't have to buy loot boxes? I'm also in.
Do you play Overwatch anymore at all?
Yeah, I get in every now and then.
Cool.
I still enjoy it. Fun to play sometimes. I don't play it alone, but that's most multiplayer shooters or multiplayer games. Like I can't solo queue. I'll solo queue like quick play and just mess around. Like I will purposely go in and play people I don't play and just mess around because I don't care.
Yeah.
But the moment I actually want to kind of win, I just leave. Because it's like I'm gonna get way too frustrated doing other things.
Yeah, it gets disheartening pretty quickly.
But if there's a shooter that I'm gonna jump into and just have fun with, it's gonna be that. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna solo PUBG. I'll solo Overwatch. Now the next headline is the most interesting one for you.
Yeah. So I've been actually I don't know what caused me to do this, but starting about two weeks ago, I've just been like consuming a lot of Anthem related news. And it probably started happening because that Brennan Holmes, one of the developers for Anthem, has been very active on the subreddit for Anthem, answering questions and stuff like that. But the awesomeness of Jason Schreier,
the man, the myth, the legend,
over at Kotaku, posted an article about Anthem, basically almost like a state of piece.
Okay.
And long story short, the game is most likely, I don't think it's been officially confirmed, but for all intents and purposes.
It all sounds like it's in-house.
Yeah. It was slated initially for a late 2018 release, but for all intents and purposes, it's going to be pushed into, I think they said March?
March at the latest. They wouldn't allow them to push it later than March 2019 because that's the end of fiscal year.
Yeah, I didn't like that statement. Obviously, we know why that's the fiscal year.
Yeah, because they don't want to hurt investors. But when you come out and say, listen, if it's broken, we're shipping it. It's like, ooh, yeah, boy, yeah. Andromeda, you got to not do that.
Yep. There's a whole other slew of stuff they talk about in Anthem. If you are interested in the game and you want to know more about it, then if you just Google it, there's probably a ton of pieces that people put together based on the comments that Brennan has said on Reddit, answering people. Talks about flight, how that's supposed to work in the game.
Bunch of
microtransactions, how they're loading game content, like, yeah, a bunch of like nerdy stuff that people have questions about. But the big conversation seems to be whether this game is essentially going to sink or swim with BioWare and as far as EA goes.
So. Yeah, that's my thought too.
Yep. The interesting thing was the whole accusation about I can't fucking speak. Jason's sources commented on the fact that YouTubers are kind of, how did they put it? Did you read the article at all?
No, I didn't read the article. I grabbed the...
The developers were complaining because essentially YouTubers are talking too much shit about EA and Anthem.
Wah. Sorry.
So they're like afraid that they're going to... Everyone's going to dislike the game before it's even out.
All that I've seen, and it's what's happened twice now on r/gaming on Reddit, is the picture of Anthem's initial screenshot from E3, and says, do not hype yourself. Do not pre-order. Wait.
A lot of the stuff I've been seeing is, lately it seems to be a little bit more intense, but a lot of people are like, nope, not buying another EA game.
Yeah, I haven't seen so much of that, and Anthem is that situation. It's the same thing that I'm in now with the show, where it's like, I'm waiting a week. I'm waiting 1 week from its release and seeing what everybody says after the weekend that they have with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's what I think it is.
Yeah, I think we'll know right away based on
that's
whether.
That's why I want to give everybody that weekend. Because everybody was done with Destiny in a weekend.
Yeah.
And you can still see good things. And then I made the mistake on the DLC.
I don't even think we'll need. I think we'll know whether based on whether they give copies to press early or not.
Yeah, I think it's on. Yeah, it'll be interesting. It also depends. We'll see on release timing.
Yep.
If they or not. Sorry. Yeah. What they actually when they actually release it.
Mm-hmm.
The next one's a small thing. I don't think you ever played the game. I never did either. But there is a sequel to the Kickstarter-backed RPG success story, Pillars of Eternity. And it's going to be coming out now on April 3rd for PC, Mac, and Linux. Pillars of Eternity 2, Deadfire. Console's not announced yet. I think Kenny likes it. I've never played it.
I've heard good things, but I've never played it, yeah.
Yeah. The second ever free weekend, this is just a fun tidbit, for Fallout 4 is now live for Xbox One users.
That's weird,
And if you haven't played Fallout 4 by now, and you have an Xbox Live, go fucking play it.
Yeah, it's a good game.
A great game. I got 70-something hours into that game.
It's a lot for Nate, for an RPG.
I want to say I was done around 45 or 50, and that other 20 is DLCs.
That still counts. I'd
say no, good. I know. But I mean, like, that 50 hours my average.
Yeah.
It's also because I went right to Diamond City, and I hung out. I didn't go exploring farms like you do.
Reading terminals.
Yeah, sitting there reading terminals, wondering where I am.
Got to read them terminals.
After announcing, next quick one that I don't think either of us care about. After announcing the game last year, the upcoming, this is from the drop, I think, on PlayStation, or PlayStation blog. Announcing the game last year, the upcoming Armored Warfare will be releasing for PlayStation 4 next month when the game will roll into action. Haha, roll, get it, tanks. On February 20th, with early access starting on February 6th. The free-to-play military MMO has been one of the more highly anticipated titles for the PS4.
That's a bold statement.
I don't think that's true at all. And now, maybe in Japan, and now players won't have to wait much longer to jump into a tank.
Well, it's free-to-play and there's tanks, so I'll let you know how it is.
All right, sounds good.
I downloaded it.
Did you ever play it?
I did not.
Okay.
I played World of Tanks.
On your phone?
No.
No, because there's also one on your phone.
Yeah.
There's like a light version for your phone.
No.
Did you play Warships on your phone?
I have not.
Okay.
I thought about it, though. I did re-download it onto my PC, though.
All right. And now I want to get to this big article that I shoved in here from, oh, shit. Who did I steal this from? IGN? Whatever. A bunch of people reported on it. And I didn't want to actually give my email to sign up to get the actual stats, so... The organizers behind the Game Developers Conference, GDC, released their State of the Game Industry Report for 2018 today, which showed an uptick, and it wasn't today, obviously, it was a couple days ago, which showed an uptick in an interest in developing games for Nintendo Switch and PC platforms as interest in developing for mobile and virtual reality platforms wanes.
I like all of that except for the part where they are not don't want to develop for virtual reality.
Yeah, that part kind of hurts. The report also notes that, and I'm going to try to get through reading this whole thing because piecemealing it is hard. The report also notes that despite backlash to the prevalence of loot boxes in video games in 2017, they ain't going anywhere. 1 in 10 game developers surveyed said they were currently working on games with paid item crates.
I hate that whole concept.
I hate it too, but there's, like I've said before, there's rights and wrong ways to do it. If it's cosmetic stuff and doesn't actually affect gameplay, it's nowhere near as bad as the gameplay progression problems.
I was thinking about it today a little bit, and I honestly think the whole idea of paying for a crate and then not knowing the item that you're getting, like the gambling aspect of it, should just be gone. And you should just be paying for either a set or...
Which is the kick in China.
Yeah.
Where they have to report their things.
Mm-hmm.
So in the article for Overwatch... the skins.
Yeah.
You're supposed to get a legendary item. I believe it was once in every 10 crates.
Okay.
According to the stats they pulled out of China that are public. So,
yeah.
It's, we'll rely on China to get our loot box stats. That's how that works now. The GDC State of the Game Industry 2018 report is based on responses from nearly 4,000 game developers. So there's a lot of people. We'll skip past that. It's an opinion piece. In response to a question about which platforms developers are currently making games for, 60% said PC.
PC Master Race.
Well, not only PC Master Race, but that counts, I believe, everything that's cross. So if
game A is being made on all platforms,
it depends on how you answer the question, I assume. I didn't actually look at the survey, but I'm making Forza. Like, it goes on both PC and console. That was followed by 36% for smartphones and tablets. Whatever. 30% for PlayStation 4 and 26% for Xbox One. The other thing, too, is if you're doing a bunch of indie people, obviously Steam is going to be, you're going to go to PC because it's easier to get in your PC than console. And only 12% said they were currently working on games for Nintendo Switch.
That might be a good thing, though.
I think it's good that not everybody's flocking there, so you don't.
Yeah,
I think it's.
It might be a quality over quantity thing.
I think it's reaching the point now where it's getting to the quality. I think we've got through the quantity phase, mm-hmm. where everybody's just trying to slam everything on the Switch.
If we got through the quantity phase, and they came out pretty fucking good, because a lot of the games are
well regarded. Some of the ones we've read on here
mm-hmm.
are just jokes.
Yeah.
But when asked. So when asked which platforms they anticipated they'd be developing their next game for, PS4 and Xbox One ranked a bit higher, 32% and 29%, while 15% said Switch. As for the platform that most interested developers, a much larger portion of the survey respondents said Switch at 36%. Interest in developing for Switch shot past interest in VR headsets, mobile platforms, and Xbox One. Suck it, Xbox One X. Which is hysterical because... Bruce Green brought this up in the Funhouse podcast. He's like, I'm actually rooting for Microsoft because now they're the underdog. And that's just a mind-boggling thing to think. How is Microsoft the underdog? Sony's killing it. They still have the number one console currently. Everybody loves Nintendo. That isn't named Matt. But Microsoft is just keeps doing weird things. All the right things. But they just need to get to... the next console generation where they can iterate them all at once.
I don't know if being out of cadence with Sony is helping them at all, obviously. If anything, I don't know. The generation releases, I feel like, probably helps them more than hurts them.
End of the report. The report also notes that faith in the long-term sustainability of the VR and AR business is slipping. One person said that they still need their must-have game, that VR platforms still need a must-have game. Similar to Halo or something, where it's a defining game.
Yeah, I think we just need cheaper headsets.
Yeah, I think once the hardware kind of gets there. Did we ever see a price for the Vive?
I don't think we did.
Yeah, so we'll get there, hopefully. In terms of how developers plan to monetize their games they're working on, the most interesting part of the entire thing.
Okay.
49% said they were working on a pay-to-download game. So I assume disc or box or whatever, regular release. 39% were pursuing a free-to-play model.
That seems high for a free-to-play.
Yeah, you're approaching half. About 1 in 5 developers said they plan to support their games with paid DLC updates.
Okay.
So that's not complete. Expansions or small things like that, because that's counting DLC updates. It's not counting loot boxes. DLC updates, paid in-game items, and or paid in-game currency.
Okay.
So loot that boxes, actual DLC content, whether it's Friday the 13th and they add a new character, but it's not free situation, Evolve. We're all going back to Evolve. You gotta buy monster packs. And then currency, so a GTA shark card situation. 11% of developers were looking at using paid item crates of some sort.
Okay. So it'd be real. It's we should keep this in mind going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll get an idea of, because like the developers themselves might not be looking at paid item crates, but publisher might be like, mm-hmm. Hey, you're putting these in.
Hey, we like money.
Money.
Give us money. All right. And then I only got two deals. There's a couple things up on Humble, but I'm not going to shout them out. You want to go look, go look. That's the cord that I'm trying to kick out for these microphones. I probably shouldn't do that. The two things I'm going to acknowledge, there's things we didn't acknowledge at the beginning at all, and we probably should have at the beginning of the month. Xbox's Games with Gold.
Oh, shit.
The Games with Gold that are currently going are The Adventures, The Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing 3.
Okay.
Yep. And Zombie.
That one sounds familiar. That's the Zombie U.
Yep, Wii U title.
Okay.
That they then brought to Xbox, and everybody kind of forget, whatever. Those are all for Xbox One. All. There's two of them. For 360, Army of Two is the free game.
That's a throwback.
That's a real throwback, because I'm pretty sure there's three of them, and that's the first one.
Holy shit, that's a wicked throwback. I played that game. That's crazy.
The PlayStation.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Games for.
Getting that one. I'm going to play that one. Play shit out of that one.
The first one? All right. No. The PlayStation games with PlayStation Plus free games.
Yeah, PlayStation games, Plus.
Games with Plus is not a thing. There is a game called Starblood Arena as a bonus game that starts January 2nd through March 6th. This arena combat game was built from the ground up to be played in VR with your PSVR headset. Attack, evade, and move in any direction as you compete against pilots from across the galaxy. You'll fight for glory, credits, and your life.
Ooh.
Spooky.
Too spooky for me.
Thanks for the drop from PlayStation, by the way. PlayStation blog is life. All right. We also have Deus Ex, Mankind Divided. I mean, you can buy the game for $5 right now if you know where to look. But
it's better.
Intrigued.
I think I'll play that.
I'm debating if I'm obviously going to redeem it and have it in the catalog of things that I could play. When I watched a little bit of it when it first came out, looked interesting. I've never played a Deus Ex.
Oh, okay.
So
I played.
I can only augment so much. Deus Ex joke. I might have played the mobile one.
I played
Deus Ex Go.
I played the first one in the reboot. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Human Revolution?
Yep.
Yeah. I'll get there. I still know my games.
It's
even
interesting.
If I don't play them.
It was interesting. It was fun.
Oh, we're talking about Deus Ex.
I'll fucking kill you.
Batman. The first season. Also free from Telltale.
Oh boy.
I think it's a good month.
Yeah, it's a good month, though.
It's a good month in terms of, like, we just now, and this is the funny thing of not mentioning this at the beginning of the month, we just now hit the two biggest releases of the month, Dragon Ball and Monster Hunter. But Deus Ex was reviewed well, did not sell well.
Yep.
And Batman was reviewed well and, I think, sold decently. And if you like Batman, I say to buy it, if you have PlayStation Plus, it's free, but if you know slightly more about DC, or like slightly deeper into the Batman stuff than just the Dark Knight series, you're fine. If you even go back to, oh God, like Schwarzenegger era. Why can I not remember what decade I want to mention right now?
What are you talking about, Batman? Like the Val Kilmer?
Yeah.
Batman 90s? Forever.
Yeah.
I think that's like late 90s.
Yeah, so that era with Penguin and Freeze and Riddler and all those guys, it definitely makes this Telltale version better.
Interesting.
Just because those characters are there.
Okay.
Like Penguin, Cobblepot is there. Freeze is in Season 2, stuff like that. So you see other people. Than just dealing with, oh, I'm Batman, and I'm the Joker. Gotham Terror. Like, I mean. Also on the PlayStation Plus lineup for PS3, Sacred 3, The Book of Unwritten Tales 2. And if you still have a PS3, don't. Psycho Pass, Mandatory Happiness. That is one title. Psycho Pass, : Mandatory Happiness is for the PS Vita and is also available on PS4. Uncanny Valley is on PS Vita and is cross-buy with PS4. So, fun times.
Good stuff.
I don't really have anything else. I mean, know. We can kind of dick off for 30 minutes. 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
I was gonna say 30 minutes. Holy shit, man. It's a long episode.
We can easily talk for an hour and a half. So you going to buy a new PC?
No, I don't think so. I think that's an unwise decision. I would like to, obviously. We all would like to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would love to just have money to spit out.
I think, honestly, being logical about it, I definitely want to get a monitor that's 1440p, so a 2K monitor.
Okay.
With G-Sync.
All right, yeah.
Bare minimum, those are my requirements.
I mean, you're looking at it.
Yep. And then outside of that, I'm not doing a graphics card because that would be stupid right now.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the Voltas and then hoping that somehow NVIDIA doesn't run into the problem that I think they're going to.
Yeah.
Because all you idiots and your Bitcoin.
It's like a twofold issue now, too, because of of RAM and issue with cell phones. It's like there you get it twofold. You get the GPUs, that like the cards themselves that are scarce, and then like RAM modules that they put into the cards, unless they use some crazy different type of RAM, like
everything confining on itself.
The only other thing I might do is possibly upgrade to an i7. But
we were looking before this, but it's like, oh man, do I want to get real nasty and like,
yeah, like I could,
do I want to go buck wild and get an i9?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like
I don't have the money to even think that right now. But
I don't either. I don't either. But it's nice to think about it. Like I could do a drop-in replacement, but like, you know, they're the same price. I mean, why don't you get a new motherboard and go all the way up?
Yeah, be a fun time.
Yeah. What are you planning? What do you got? Any PC plans?
Not yet.
I'd like to, but it's just not realistic at the time.
I mean, if we want to talk about what we talked about, I would say a PC plan is the desk. I'm building this desk the way I want it. I mean, I like my desk, but as we have now noticed, it is breaking, which is the slight immediate concern.
I feel like, do you feel like it's too small?
Well, that's the bigger reason I want a bigger desk.
It's funny that you brought up that conversation when you did, because I was having the same feelings, and I mentioned it. I actually brought it up to Samantha. I'm like, yeah, so I'm thinking about maybe we should build a desk or something like that. And then we started, you know, measuring out everything.
Yeah.
Because it's just not.
Now, this sounds funny. If you stopped listening at this point, I don't feel bad. So I thank you for your time, and this is gonna be BS for about the next 10 minutes, but. I mean, look at the room we're in.
Yes.
I
like the color.
I appreciate it. Nobody's said anything bad about this room.
So quick aside, when you first told me that what color you're going with, I was afraid it was going to be too dark.
Right, because when I first told you I was going to do exactly what I did in here, I told you I was going to do it in the master.
Okay.
That was when I said it. I said I was going to rip out the carpet that was in there. Mm-hmm. I was going to put hardwoods down. I was going to paint it a navy blue. Yankee blue, and everybody said it's going to be way too dark.
Yep.
And I was like, you guys don't know what I'm doing, and you don't know how to do it.
Okay.
Because I shit on all of you for it, because you were not alone in saying that.
Yeah, because I remember your mom. I think your mom was in the same boat.
Dad might have been in the same boat, too. Like, it's going to be really dark. I was like, I'm not painting the ceiling. If I painted the ceiling, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been too dark.
Yeah.
I didn't paint the ceiling. It's light trim, except for the floor that I never put the trim on, because I need to go buy some. It's white windows. It all works.
Yeah.
The only thing I hate is this lighting situation. But in the room we're in, it's not big enough. Now, hear me out for this reason. I love it for what it is. It's a great room. It works perfectly for what we do.
Yeah.
I have two desks. Heaven forbid anybody ever wants to play in here with me. They have a full desk with two monitors and everything to go.
You have two spare desks.
I technically have three spare desks. The other one's out in the garage.
Yep.
But like the other two shitty spare desks, you could basically just put a TV on and a console and then never touch them. Like, I would never want to play a PC game on there because I feel like just moving it would potentially break. So, I mean, there's complete LAN capabilities, not only in this house, but in this room. And I was like, man, I almost went so crazy as to put the master in here.
So I'm following you on this. And let me tell you what I was thinking.
This is how silly I got. I almost took everything out of here. I was like, I'm going to take the next Friday I would have off, which would be 2 weeks from now. Like, I'm going to try to get Matt up here early. All this stuff's going to get moved out. The master's going to get moved in. I'm going to confine myself to just having the small of a space, which is fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need much. Like, that room is massive for
that
just
room
me,
is,
sleep,
is
for me sleeping in it.
You could literally cut that room in half and it'd be two good sized bedrooms.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I can just move in here. I can move all this out. I can put in large tables.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's bigger desk than I'm talking about. I can make that two L's of that size, stick it in corners, still have at least three desks. I mean, I could essentially make it a giant office in there. But that also gave us the space that we had slightly discussed for recording things.
Yeah.
Of actually having
actual
studio
space.
wall space. And I was like, whew, man, tempting.
Yeah, that's I also I didn't want to go that nuts because I don't, frankly, this house is way bigger than mine, but
it's not that much bigger, I think.
It is, I think. I think it is. It's just like,
I think the third floor makes it bigger, but I don't think it's left to right much bigger.
Maybe.
Your living room is much larger than mine.
Yeah, that's true. We just have space in different places.
Yeah.
I was thinking that it would take a lot of work and it wouldn't be something I'd do anytime soon, but like the office is just, I feel like it's too small. Our office is too small.
Right.
Because I'm in there, Samantha's in there. And we want to move the cast iron tub out of the bathroom.
That thing's gonna be fucking painful to do.
Yep. You'll probably be involved, so you'll have that fun.
I've done enough moving with you that we are gonna have way too much fun getting that cast iron tub out of there, and we're gonna put a hole in your drywall.
Probably. Well, that's what I'm getting at though, is that like then we could shrink the bathroom down and just make it basically a toilet and a sink. And
isn't that your master though?
No.
Oh, the one downstairs.
Okay, yeah. And then we could stretch a couple feet into the office.
Yeah, just have a vanity and
be
fine. Washroom.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. Half bath.
It's not even a half bath. It's a half bath, but there's another name for it. Whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's if you know us personally and you want to hear what we thought about doing to our houses, there it is.
Yep.
Houses, otherwise,
ongoing projects.
We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.